Soros son vows no retreat from Europe, warns Trump and MAGA-style Republicans threaten EU unity. By Kurt Zindelka on September 2, 2023. The son of Hungarian activist billionaire George Soros and chairman of Open Society Foundations rejected claims that his globalist funding operation will retreat from Europe, while warning that former President Donald Trump poses a risk to EU unity if re-elected. Alex Soros, the scion of the Soros empire and recently installed head of the Open Society Foundations, OSF, said this week that his organization is still intent on interfering in Europe, saying that the continent remains of huge strategic importance to the work of OSF. Writing in Politico, the 37-year-old leftist philanthropist said that reports claiming that his group is planning on leaving Europe were misleading, but caveated that the focus of the Soros machine will likely shift east as the future of accountable democratic government in Europe is now being determined not just in Paris and Berlin but also in Warsaw, Kyiv, and Prague. This isn't any kind of a retreat, Soros maintained, while acknowledging that OSF will be reducing the number of its employees significantly in order to ensure more money goes out to where it's most needed. Part of this shift towards the east, he said, will be doubling down on Ukraine, which has seen $250 million in Soros cash pour into the country since 2014, representing one of the largest independent funders of Ukrainian civil society and citizen groups according to the OSF. The Soros heir went on to say that the Open Society Foundations will continue to back efforts to see the European Union expand its borders with the incorporation of Moldova and the Western Balkan states. EU membership is vital for securing the entire Balkan region's unity and stability to counter efforts to reignite conflict in Bosnia and Kosovo, for example, and give Russia an opening. In addition, EU membership will bolster European security and avoid creating a geopolitical vacuum, he said. However, Alex Soros, who has met with at least 20 officials from the Biden administration according to White House visitor logs, suggested that a central focus of his operations will be to prevent former President Donald Trump or any other MAGA-style Republican from taking back power in next year's presidential elections. He argued that were Trump or another similarly minded candidate win the White House, it could end up being worse for the EU than for the US. Such an outcome will imperil European unity and undermine the progress achieved on many fronts in response to the war in Ukraine. We are adapting OSF to be able to respond to whatever scenarios might emerge. On both sides of the Atlantic, the Open Society Foundation's chairman wrote. The Soros network has come under criticism from conservatives in both the United States and Europe for allegedly facilitating migrant crises on both continents, with the $25 billion nonprofit empire playing an active role in appointing far-left district attorneys who have reportedly helped illegals escape deportation from America. Soros money has also flown into the coffers of leftist NGOs in Europe whose boats ferry illegals from Africa drift in the Mediterranean Sea to the shores of Italy and Greece. One of the leading opponents of George Soros in Europe, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán warned in June that the younger Soros may be more active in trying to facilitate the importation of millions of migrants into Europe than his father. Orbán said that Alex Soros dictates an even tougher pace than his father and that his country is preparing for the Soros family to incite the migrants and increase the pressure on Hungary's southern border. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.